To all of our beautiful besties listening today. It is actually just Michelle right now, which feels a little bit strange, but Mel and I have been hit with the sickness that has been going around. I actually had the flu last week. I'm still recovering from it, and I woke up this morning, and my littlest one had a fever. So we are just trucking along, and Mel's not feeling 100%, but we wanted to get at least something out for you this week, you know, just connect and think about and let you know a couple of things that we have coming up and also give an opportunity for us to hear from you. It's funny when you're just talking to yourself, it's, you know, you're holding the show. So Mel, I miss you. Hope you feel better soon. And it is so hard to mother and parent and be sick at the same time. It is pretty wild to do, I gotta say. Moms are amazing. Dads are amazing. I was reminiscent on the Two Truths, No Lies that I had brought up maybe a couple of episodes ago that I really love being a mom. It's my most favorite job in the whole wide world. And I really do miss those days when I could just be on the couch all day watching 10 hours worth of Netflix on sick days. So I put out a poll yesterday and it sounds like I'm not alone in feeling that. So that's really amazing. We also had a Two Truths, No Lie come in over the weekend about snow days. I think this is actually late last week that you just see snow days differently as a parent when you're just trying to balance everything. And oh my gosh, yes, I feel like we probably need to take on that as an episode in and of itself, to be honest. So this is the first solo episode. I'm taking a stab at it. Again, we wanted to have some level of connection with you guys this week. We have some fun guests coming up on the horizon. We're also going to be a guest on a show, which is really cool in the springtime. We're going to take on a little bit of our What to Expect series, dive a little bit deeper into labor and delivery, especially for our expecting friends that we have in our close circle, but also listeners who we don't know who might be expecting or thinking about having a baby and they're like, wait a minute, what is this even? What am I getting myself into? Or what could I expect, you know, if you're thinking about that? So we're excited to do that. And what else do we have coming up on the horizon? Mel will remind me on Tuesday. We're hoping to record as usual, as planned on Tuesday. But for now, you just get a little dose of me. It is actually Super Bowl Sunday. We typically record on Tuesdays during our lunch hour, and recording on a Sunday just feels weird too. But we didn't have huge Super Bowl plans. We're just laying low this year that we're not feeling 100%, but we're making some good dishes, making some guacamole, some wings, got some brownies in the oven right now. Some soul care Sundays under the Self TLC umbrella for sure. I've been wanting to take on pop culture with Mel. That's actually what we were going to do last week because the Grammys had just happened and I really wanted to connect with her about all the things. So I think we'll still carve out a little bit of space on this week's episode to talk about that. But I'm excited to dive deeper with her and you all about that. When I was sick, I spent a lot of my time reading 169 pages of the Justin Baldoni lawsuit or the timeline that he published on his own website. And I have so many thoughts. It'll probably get us on the wrong side of the internet, but I think there's some good thinkabouts to discuss. So has anyone else done that or just me? Maybe just me. But it was really, really interesting. And Yeah, just a lot of tag teaming. My husband actually went down on Thursday. He started to not feel good. And again, you just dig deep to muster up the strength to make it through and feel good for yourself, but also be there for others. Two truths, no lies, right there. You have to fill up your own cup and you have to fill up other people's too. So hard when you're not feeling good. So if you're going through that right now, we see you, we hear you, we know that your experience is of course unique in and of itself and it's different than ours, but we know how hard it can be. So giving you all that you need and more in between. Mel talked about this concept a couple of months ago actually called the aftershock. And that has resonated so deeply with me today because, you know, I'm still not feeling 100%, but then when my kiddo woke up not feeling good, I'm like, okay, here we go. And I'm going on, you know, day five, day six, and then you have to wash all of the laundry and the sheets and the clothes and on top of everything else. And it's just, you know, a never-ending list. So I try to remind myself, you know, take it one step at a time. You can only do one thing. You're only one person. So if you're navigating that too right now, again, you're not alone in any of it. You could put this mini episode on and listen, and hopefully it'll get you through another load of laundry. But it is just truly the never-ending list, which is so wild. Oh, so feeling the aftershock and then also knowing, you know, forecasting out, like I mentioned, today is Sunday. And then knowing that my little guy probably has the flu and he's going to be out of school for a couple of days. So the mental gymnastics in my mind of rescheduling meetings and, you know, just everything that I thought a normal week was going to yield is not going to be that. There's really nothing normal about motherhood and parenthood. Like, it is so unique and effervescent. But you flat by the seat of your pants. Like, oh, you gotta buckle up. Buckle up. So keeps me humble for my type A routine mind and heart. But that aftershock is real. It is so, so real. So, and it just also makes me think about how society is just not built for parents at all. Like, at all. Like, I'm so fortunate right now. I'm in a remote working opportunity where, you know, I can go pick up a prescription in the middle of the day, or I can go get my kiddo swabbed during a lunch hour, or myself taken care of from a doctor perspective. But that's not the majority. And there has to be something we can do, right? There just has to be. How do people do it? How are you supposed to navigate even tomorrow? I'm like, oh, I could take that meeting from the kitchen if my little one is on the couch watching television. Like, you make do, and you know it doesn't last forever, but it would be much easier if we were also granted sick days for ourselves, because we deserve that, and an allowance of parental sick days if you are a parent and you have to take care of a little one who is sick. I feel like there should be some equity there as it relates to what we get. I don't know. What are your thoughts on all of that? I think this is where I really miss Mel, because I know that she would fill in the colors or help me see something that I'm not seeing or punt something back to me in some capacity. But I just feel like we owe it to our parents, to our working parents, that they need to know that they don't have to take the meeting or they don't have to respond to an email. And okay, you might feel a little bit of guilt about it. I'm not gonna, you know, tell you not to feel guilty if that's what you're feeling, but at least there can be a little bit more comfort in knowing that you were given this day just like you're given a sick day to take care of your young. I know it's very similar to the law actually that New York is passing, I believe, that you can take specific time off for maternal appointments if you're expecting, and it's different than you know, a sick time off. Like, it's carved out specifically for that. And I'm that's incredible, because the amount of appointments that you have to go to is so important, but it's a lot. It takes up a lot of time. And then when they call you back for failing the gestational diabetes test, then you're there for like 4 hours. I remember working like the whole day there. And I'm glad I had my computer. But again, like, I was grateful that I had work that said, yep, you can do that. And not everyone can do that. So we just owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our working parents to just do better. So I don't know who I'm preaching this to, but it's just a conscious stream of my own thoughts on this Sunday. And I hear Mel saying, you know, what support does one have when, you know, you're sick or you're in the weeds or you're just balancing, you know, a sick little one? And how can you make your day at least 1-2% better? So that's always kind of floating around my head. So A, Melissa, thank you so much. I'm always thinking about that. And B, I think for me, as it relates to, you know, the next couple of days, I'm going to remind myself that I'm only one person and I'm doing the very best I can. And in order to take care of others, you also have to take care of yourself. And what does that look like? Maybe that looks like just sitting down for 5 minutes or 10 minutes and saying, like, that load of laundry, that can wait. Like, do we need sheets on the bed tonight? Yes, that can't wait. But the clothes, are there clean clothes in the drawer? Yep, then everything else, that can wait. So I also like to think about that too. The can it wait, can it not wait? So I share that with all of you as you head into the week. I hope that wherever you are, it's warm inside. Where we are, it is quite cold outside. So I'm really banking on the warmth inside. And that, you know, you put in what you need to this week to get on the other side of it feeling like, okay, I accomplished what I was in control of accomplishing, right? And relinquish the control of the things that are just not in that circle. And that's okay. And for me, that's the health. Can't control that part. Can only control of what I'm doing to take care of it. So I hope that gives you little nuggets of inspiration to take with you. Thank you for all of your support for the MTake. We have a couple of really fun, exciting things down the pipeline, as I mentioned before. We have some fun new guests. We are going to be a guest on a podcast in person in New York City, which is super exciting. So more to come on that. We also have an exciting merch drop coming up. So a couple sweatshirts, a couple of mugs, little joy ticket bag. And as I'm saying joy ticket, that actually reminded me of another series that I want to start of just like joy tickets this week or joy tickets this weekend. What were they? For me, I always find that I look at my camera roll and I'm like, oh, yes, playing with Play-Doh, joy ticket. Like, that was such a joy ticket. A self TLC joy ticket is this space right now where I could just kind of download my thoughts and get them out and know that someone's listening and maybe has a sick little one at home and feeling a little less alone. I know I accomplished what I hoped when I decided to get on here solo today. And what else do we have coming down the pipeline? Mel and I have a fun little photo shoot that we're doing, which is very exciting. So more visual stuff to come your way, since that's really what we're working on right now. So just lifting up the MTake hood. That's on our docket. So I hope you all have a great week. You'll catch us here on Tuesday and the Tuesday after that, unless we have to pull a guilt-free bye week card, which we know is always in our back pocket because we have to practice what we preach. But until then, I hope y'all have a wonderful week. And you all know where to find us. Mel does this part, so I'm going to do my best. But we are at the MTake Podcast on Instagram. Thank you for listening. And that's all we got for you today. All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Toodles.